This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine's leaders Tuesday continue to reassure their nation and its allies that an invasion from neighboring Russia is not imminent, even as they acknowledge the threat is real and received a shipment of U.S. military equipment to shore up their defenses. Moscow has amassed an estimated 100,000 troops and military equipment near Ukraine's borders in recent weeks, but has denied it's planning an assault, claiming its actions are for defensive purposes only. Nonetheless, it has prompted the United States and its NATO allies to prepare for a possible war. A shipment of U.S. military aid to Ukraine, including defensive equipment and munitions, arrived in Kyiv Tuesday. The U.S. moves are being coordinated with other NATO member governments to bolster a defensive presence in Eastern Europe. A White House national security official also told reporters Tuesday the U.S. is prepared to implement swift and severe sanctions on Russia should it invade. But Ukrainian Defense Minister Alexei Reznikov told Parliament as of Tuesday there are no grounds to believe that Russia is preparing to invade imminently, noting its troops have not formed what it called a battle group that could force its way across the border. His comments echo those made by President Vladimir Zelensky late Monday. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has updated its COVID-19 travel guidelines to include warnings against travel to 15 countries and territories, including Caribbean areas that are among the most popular beach destinations for U.S. residents. Included in its advisories, published on the CDC website late Monday, the agency urged people to avoid travel to the Bahamas, Barbados, Jamaica, St. Bethany, the Dominican Republic, and the French island territories of Guadalupe and St. Martin, among others. U.S. travel data shows more than 4.6 million U.S. citizens traveled to the Caribbean from January through September of last year, more than any other overseas region, including all of Europe. This is VOA News. The London Police Department announced Tuesday it is investigating additional parties held at British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's official Downing Street residence during a strict COVID lockdown, putting further political pressure on Johnson's government. In a statement before the London Assembly, Metropolitan Police Commissioner Cressida Dick said an investigation was underway involving a number of events at No. 10 Downing Street. She stressed that an investigation does not mean violations have been committed or penalties will be assessed. Johnson told Parliament Tuesday he welcomes the probe. The latest published claim alleges Johnson attended a birthday party at his Downing Street residence and later hosted friends in his apartment upstairs in June of 2020. His office denied it, saying that it was in line with the rules at the time, the Prime Minister hosted a small number of family members outside that evening. Johnson's government has been under fire for allegedly holding events at a point in the pandemic in which the nation was under a strict COVID-19 lockdown, and citizens were not allowed to meet with friends and family for months to stop the surging virus. The so-called Partygate allegations have infuriated many in Britain and brought calls for Johnson to resign, even from some members of his own party. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is condemning Sunday's murder of a Mexican journalist, the third in that country just this year. Lourdes Maldonado Lopez was found shot to death in her car outside her home in the northern city of Tijuana. Her death came just days after she won a lawsuit against media outlet owner and former Baja California State Governor Jaime Bonilla. Bonilla was elected as a member of President Andre Manuel López Obrador's political party. Maldonado accused Bonilla of unfair labor practices after she was fired from his company in 2019. Presidential press briefing, she personally appealed to President López Obrador for help because she feared for her life. Human rights groups called Mexico one of the world's most dangerous countries for journalists. Mexican human rights organizations say Maldonado was a veteran journalist who covered corruption and politics for several news outlets. They say she was registered in Baja California's protection program for journalists after she was the target of previous attacks for her work. A French national who had been trained in who had been in Iranian custody since May 2020 was sentenced Tuesday by an Iranian court to 8 years and 8 months in prison for spying. Iranian authorities accused 36-year-old Benjamin Brahir of flying a drone equipped with a camera near the Turkmenistan-Iran border. He was convicted of spying and propaganda against the Islamic Republic. Brahir's lawyer, Felipe Valente, recalled the ruling the result of a purely political process and said the trial was a masquerade and not fair or impartial. He said his client was not able to read the indictment against him, which made preparing for the trial difficult. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer.